G'day everyone. Ian here. Ian Cath. All one word. Friday night. Time to go out and play. Haven't been dancing any tango for a couple of weeks, so tonight's the night to get out and have a bit of fun. Time to have a bit of a change, a bit of a shake-up. It's been a good week. Just doing some nice stuff. If you haven't seen the little Vine video, and I'm going to put a photo up probably tomorrow, Saturday, of something that I've done at work. It's an art piece for a Aboriginal artist here in Australia called Fiona Foley. A lovely woman. She's done some really provocative stuff, and this piece is really great. This is a another one in a series. We've produced a few of them in the past, while the company I work for has, Urban Art Projects. This piece has been bought by the Gallery of Modern Art here in Brisbane, and we've manufactured it for the gallery. And it says dispersed. It's polished aluminium letters on a black background, three-dimensional letters, but the first letter, D, has 303 bullets all over it. It's really quite a wonderful piece. I feel quite privileged to have actually been one of the people who've helped make it. So go and check out the Vine video. It's in my Twitter feed if you feel inclined. Like I said, I've taken some photos today and I just need to put them through to Dar and tweak them a little bit so that they represent a little bit more significantly what the statement has to say. The Aboriginal culture here in Australia has been well and truly shafted by European settlement. Unfortunately, that's what happens, isn't it? It's happened globally, everywhere. The Americas, Europe, Asia, everywhere. European culture has usurped the native cultures, and Australia is no different. Anyway, it's nice to have participated in the manufacturing of this little piece of art. I'm just walking up the road here. I'm going to get a bottle of wine in a little while and then continue on to go to dancing. So excuse me for the traffic that's around me. That's why it is. A few of the older people here on Audio Boo may remember the days before the internet when we only had the information that was spoon-fed to us, the information that came out of the regular mainstream media, along with whatever you may have happened to glean yourself through dedicated study or going off to the library and ferreting through the reference cards. But generally speaking, unless you were very proactive, it was hard to get any sort of information that's alternative. And I've been reflecting this afternoon on conversation we had after we finished work. We had a couple of beers at the end of the day, and we've got this one fellow who's working there with us at the moment, and he's very forthright with his opinions. He's actually quite a bright person, but he's not particularly well educated, so he's quite bigoted and obnoxious and opinionated. And I say that with great respect to him, because I can see that his intelligence is there, but it's actually misdirected simply because he hasn't got the education. And as I was listening to him espouse some really quite horrible, vile and disgusting opinions that were incredibly racist and derogatory to all sorts of people and situations that did not fit into his social paradigm, and I argued with him, and I thought, where is my argument coming from? And I thought, I need to thank the internet for that. I need to thank the internet for helping me to get the education that I wouldn't necessarily have had. Because prior to, let's say, 2000, the information wasn't that easy for me to get hold of. Hold that thought for a moment, dear Audio Boo listener. I need to drop into this bottle shop and grab a bottle of wine. And we're back. And it's so much quieter around the corner here, away from the restaurant strip where I just bought the bottle of wine and a bottle of cider, which I'm drinking as I walk down the road. Yeah, okay, it's not Berlin. We're not allowed to drink as we walk around the streets, but shh, don't tell anyone, and I won't, okay? So I'm having a cider as I walk. And like I was saying, if it wasn't for the internet, up until about 2000, I also didn't have a lot of education, you might say. Around about then, I got rid of my TV, my television. I've mentioned this in previous audio booths I gave to my dad, and I never bothered to get one back. So for, 13 years, I haven't had a TV. One of the best things, probably the single best thing I've done for my mental health in my life. And from that point onwards, I started reading a lot. I started buying a lot of books and reading, and started to develop a real love for reading. But then in 2007, when I got a broadband connection, I really started to expand my access to information, and primarily through podcasts. I need to thank people like Cameron Riley, who now lives here in Brisbane with his podcast network and a lot of the programs he had through that. Things like Radiolab, This American Life, lately 99% Invisible, all sorts of amazing, extraordinary, wonderful programs, Dan Carlin's Hardcore History and Common Sense, all these programs that have helped to expand my view of what's going on. And I know that it is a social bubble, and I realise that I am accessing information that reflects my personal paradigm. So I have to be a little bit careful of that. I'm not downloading any Christian podcasts. I'm not downloading any National Socialist Agenda podcasts. I'm not downloading any podcasts. And there is one fellow here on Audioboo who actually is far right winged. And I've listened to a couple of his podcasts, and I actually have unsubscribed because I really don't like his agenda. And he comes out of here in Australia. I don't like a lot of that stuff. So I am self-selecting, I admit it. But in amongst it, I have expanded my knowledge of all sorts of various topics. And I don't think those topics, that information, was available to me prior to me accessing broadband information, the easy access to topics. I went to archive.org just recently, and I got a free copy of 1984, which I'm going to do a big audio boo about, which I've just finished reading. I got free access to a book to read on my Kindle and fully embrace the concepts that were in that book. Yeah, that's amazing to me, free access to information. And all of this information slowly builds, and it slowly gets me thinking and considering the topics that I'm interested in. And then when somebody comes along and has a contrary view to some of the topics and opinions I have, I actually rise to the occasion. And that's what happened today. And it really surprised me. Most people are incredibly passive. And I must admit, once upon a time, I was very passive too, because I didn't have the arguments. I didn't have the knowledge. And now I do. And I'm really happy for somebody to shoot me down in flames. Please give me the argument. Show me where I'm wrong. Tell me that my argument is not valid. And I will jump ship and abandon my argument like a wet cake of soap spits out of my hand if I squeeze it too hard. I will abandon my opinion. But while my opinion is valid, I will argue for it. And that's what I did today. And I watched all the other people who were, and there was about 8 of us in on this conversation. And everybody else was quite passive. But I saw everybody else basically, I wouldn't say agreeing with me, but generally in the greatest scope of things, having a general consensus with me. I'm incredibly liberal. I have the attitude of let everybody have a good life, and everybody wants a good life, and let's encourage them to do that. Let's protect society from those who want to harm others, yes. But basically, if there are people out there and they want to do some things that are contrary to the social norms, go for it. More power to you, sunshine. You want to be some sort of radical artist, funky, eclectic, bohemian type personality, go for it, because you might just develop some amazing new cultural differentiation that will take us in a new direction, and that's a wonderful thing. So just don't hurt society, don't hurt the individuals in society, and if you do, we might have to protect society from you. But basically that's where I'm coming from. I'm incredibly liberal. And this fellow wasn't. He was highly opinionated, and I was arguing the points. And my arguments were holding up. And I need to thank the internet for that. I need to thank the 10 plus years of me wondering and considering and thinking and slowly arguing with myself about all sorts of topics, and having some people in my life. Some of them are here on Audioboo, some of them are people I've met on the internet, and some of those people have actually transitioned into real life, to the meat world, and I've had those arguments extend to that place, and they are all the foils for my arguments, and I really appreciate it. Because I know bugger all. And occasionally somebody comes along and they challenge me, and they're the portal to me having a new understanding. A lot of the time, most people don't know much. And that's what I was able to give a few people today. This fellow I was having this tit for tat with is really bright. Initially, you might not think so when you first meet him, but he is. He's really very intelligent. He's incredibly uneducated. That's where most of his bigotry comes from, uneducation. And if he was to spend 10 or so years researching and understanding and considering and challenging his current beliefs, he would probably come around to some really interesting new understandings. But at the moment, that's not his situation. He's 45 years old and he's been hanging out with the wrong people for a long time. Yeah, okay, there is an opinion in that, so I apologise for that statement in itself. But he's uneducated. He hasn't looked beyond a very narrow sliver of society. And he's doing himself an incredible disservice. But, yeah, that's his lot in life, and it's the same for many. I mentioned on Twitter today, and he's the person I'm talking about, I actually made the statement that his opinions and his attitude would make him a really good SS guard during World War II, because he was so bigoted that he would have followed the social norms that were happening in the 1930s and 40s. And he was highly, highly offended at what I said. And I didn't quite know what I was letting myself in for. You know, there was a real risk, I thought, that for a moment that he might have punched me. But he didn't. And we'll see what happens next week. But I think I've probably caused him to reflect. And I mean him no malice, but his opinions and bigotry was so biased in that direction that, like many people, once society starts to go in a certain direction, they just follow along and they think that those opinions are valid and they don't contradict them and challenge them. And they're the ones who end up as the SS guards. You know, they're just the pawns for the manipulators who are running the show. Anyway, the upshot of this incredibly long rave, and if you're still hanging around here, dear Audioboo listener, thanks for bearing with me, is to basically thank the internet for being there to help educate me, because it would have been so really hard to get hold of a lot of the arguing points that I use today if it wasn't for the things that I've picked up listening to everybody and everything that I have on the internet over these last 10 or so years. It's an incredibly powerful tool. Unfortunately, I don't think everybody does what I do. I'm very curious and I like to consider and explore things. And I wonder about many things. And I see patterns and I try to make sense of the world. And I don't think a lot of people do. And I think a lot of people are looking for cat videos on Tumblr, which is pretty much the same way as people have just watched the Murdoch papers for decades, looking for the Page Three girls and the like. But this little black duck is incredibly appreciative of having the internet to help me expand my understanding of how things are and can be. And I've met some very cool people because of it. So that's my rave. I'm getting a little bit closer to the South Brisbane Sailing Club that has a particularly beautiful dance floor just up the road, and then I'll get into some dancing, and that'll be a good thing because it's been a good couple of weeks. So my dear friends on Audioboo, thank you very much. And as a plover flies down over the river not far from me, hear it? And the water lapping, I say goodnight to you and have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.